Our Coach's Insight program's here tonight on KARE 93.7 FM. Brandon Temme, we're joined by the Atchison girls basketball coach for a few minutes. Nick Reband, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. The Phoenix, a couple of games this week and a third coming up tomorrow night. We'll talk about that in a bit. But, Coach, let's start with the game on Monday. It was a makeup tilt with a road game at Shawnee Mission North. You guys were able to get the win, 46-42. Let's start there. What'd you like? What'd you see from your team on Monday night?
You know, it just seemed like something clicked. We fell down quick, 12-2, called a timeout. And after that, we just played good basketball. They bought into kind of offensively, pass, cut, screen away, just moving. You know, they pressed us a little bit. We were patient, got the ball up, got some layups off of that. And then defensively, we locked in probably one of the better defensive games we played.
Yeah, and then you guys had, it's been a busy week, and you guys got another makeup game in last night in a league contest against Highland Park in a game that was close at halftime, but Highland Park able to pull away for a 23-point win. You know, what was maybe different between the first half and the second half last night?
Effort. It seems like second half we came out. I don't know if we were tired, what the deal was, but we didn't play as hard as we did in the first half. Defensively, again, in the first half, we were locked in. Holding them to 21 points was really key, but in the second half, we didn't get to our spots like we should have. Our rotations weren't as good, so it gives us something to work on in practice today.
Yeah, now you get at least, you know, a little practice time today, but you get a third game this week here. Tomorrow night, it'll be a non-league game against a higher classification team in Topeka High. What can you tell us about them and just kind of the expectations for a battle against this 6A team?
Yeah, they're a really good team. They got a good guard. She's going to be tough. We're going to have to focus in on her and make sure she doesn't get hot early, because once she gets hot, she kind of stays hot. And we knew this week was going to be tough. I mean, we start Monday 6A, last night was 5A, Friday 6A. But that's a good test. I mean, that's a great test before you get into the tournament next week. So tomorrow we just want to come out and battle and make it a game.
Yeah, I would think maybe the most challenging week, maybe of the season, maybe besides maybe once we get to the postseason tournaments. But, you know, you mentioned it right there, a 6A team, a 5A team, and then a 6A team in the span of about 4 or 5 days. So the challenge is just trying to navigate that type of a schedule.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's hard. You look at that and it is, but that's what you want. You want to be challenged. You don't want to go out and everything be easy every night because it doesn't help you when postseason comes around.
Well, you get Topeka High tomorrow night, and then obviously next week the midseason tournaments at Jefferson County North. That bracket is out. Just kind of wanted to get a quick thought on that, you know, before we wrap things up here. You know, Jefferson County North, of course, hosting, and then you got Perry LeCompton out of the Big East. Another Big East League team in Rossville, Atchison County, any Cape Valley Falls, and then you guys are going to be lined up with Oskaloosa in your first-round game on Tuesday night next week. So just your early thoughts on, you know, maybe seeing Oskaloosa in that first game and the field in general.
Sure. You know, that tournament's always fun. We go and we play a different group of teams than what we're used to. And if we can continue to learn and grow and get better, I'm excited for the tournament to see where we really stand.
So it's going to be a busy time for sure. It has been this week for Atchison and girls basketball. Of course, a game on Monday, a win over Shawnee Mission North, a loss last night to Highland Park in a makeup game, and now 6A Topeka High at home tomorrow night before the JCN tournament coming up starting on Tuesday night next week. That's Nick Reband joining us, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Coach, we always appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon.